Right, from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Right, explain it to me.
Okay, hey, well, don't we have a great job? You know, every day it's something new and every day something different, lots of surprises. So we had surprises in the budget, surprise outcome in the RBNZ from the RBNZ yesterday. So, look, well publicised, the RBNZ pushed the cash rate up to 5.5%. But, yeah, lots of, I suppose, surprises and notable aspects in the MPS. Now, the first one being that 5.5 now represents the intended peak or the terminal peak, the terminal rate of the official cash rate, which is in reasonable contrast to what many external commentators were thinking. I think it was at Westpac only a few days ago, we're at 6%. So my view yesterday, Mike, was partially right and partially wrong. I thought 25 basis points was the correct response, but I thought they would signal further rate rises if needed. So I got that second bit wrong. But some of the factors that I talked about yesterday, I think, were relevant and were correct. I noted that recent survey of inflationary expectations, which showed the inflationary expectations are coming down. The RBNZ confirmed that was part of their thinking. And I think I've been pretty consistent about talking about a weaker economy. The economy is weakening. And that was very much central to yesterday's announcement. And so I'm heartened, Mike, that the Monetary Policy Committee has recognised those signals indicating weakness in the economy and the pressures on business. That's a positive development. I also happen to strongly agree with Governor Orr exhorting people to read the Monetary Policy Statement. It's a good document to read. You may not agree with its content, but it's a useful insight into how they are viewing the economic landscape. So they highlight a few things in there. House price falls aren't necessarily as pronounced as previously thought. They're also forecasting an improvement in the current account balance. That's good. But, Mike, there's two comments that I think I'd like to make that I think are pretty relevant to the way the market's going to view this. The first one is migration. The collective understanding amongst market, I think the economic community, is or was that a surge in migration was on balance inflationary. The RBNZ seemed to have sort of, I don't know, modified the view on this. When asked about it at the press conference yesterday, the governor said, look, the surge has already happened. It's already in the numbers. But to me, it looks like the migration's only just started ramping up. And it really only started, I suppose, historically, only started ramping up towards the end of the period under review. And it's still going. And we don't know what the CPI is for the June quarter until early July. So presumably it's still going and stoking demand. They sort of look through that a little bit. And so that's a little bit confusing. The second, government spending. Here's some interesting numbers, Mike. The governor was at pains to point out that over the forecast period, government consumption is a friend, not a foe. Yep. The rationale being the next 5 years, government spending reduces a percentage of GDP. But I think I'm not the only person struggling to reconcile this, because in the short term, the government spending is unequivocally higher than it was at the last MPS, where they said risks to inflation pressure from fiscal pressure are skewed to the upside. And in the 24 year, we know government spending is $4.8 billion higher. Mike, here's some numbers for you to ponder on. In the half-yearly economic and fiscal update for 2024, government spending was 32.6% of GDP. In the budget a couple of days ago, government spending is now 33% of GDP. In the short term, that has gone up, and it's not just 24. The 25 year, it's gone from, in the half-yearly economic and fiscal update, 32.2 to 32.3. So in the next 2 years, it is unequivocally not reducing as a percentage of GDP. So I don't really understand the logic there of looking at government spending reducing in 2026 and 2027. Wow. I mean, God, who knows what inflation will be doing by then? So to conclude, though, I do applaud the governor for pointing out that one of the best things we can do for lower and middle income New Zealanders, I think all New Zealanders, is to get inflation lower. And he made that comment, and hopefully everybody is listening to that, Mike.
He is with us after 7:30 this morning. Give us the numbers.
Wonderful. So the Dow Jones at the moment, yeah, as you say, the debt limit there is still an issue. The Dow Jones is down 258 points, 0.78%, 32,796. The S&P 500 is also down 0.75%, 4113. And the NASDAQ is down about 100 points, 0.8%. Currently, the NASDAQ is at 12,460. Overnight, the FTSE 100 fell 1.75%, so quite a lot, 136 points, 7,627. The Nikkei was down 0.89%, 30,682. Shanghai Composite also lost 41 points, 3,204. The Aussies yesterday lost 0.63%. closing at 7213. We had a small positive reaction to the OCR announcement, up 0.23%, 28 points, 11,971, the close in the NZX 50. Now, just quickly, wholesale interest rates, Mike, in New Zealand fell quite a lot. We saw two-year rates down about 33 basis points, 5 years down about 20 basis points. Those are big falls in interest rates. Kiwi dollar, also much lower. When we spoke yesterday, 0.6253, today, 0.6102, 0.9326 against the Aussie, 0.5673 against the euro, 0.4933 against the pound, and 84.97 Japanese yen. So Kiwi dollar quite a lot weaker. Gold, $1,963.01, and Brent crude, $77.79.
Catch up tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.